This is Passport to Texas.
So there's the beetles, and there's some egg sacs in there.
That's Mike Janis, a natural resource specialist at the Matador Wildlife Management Area in the Texas Panhandle, opening a container of salt cedar leaf beetles from the USDA, hoping they'll multiply and devour troublesome salt cedar trees, a water-thirsty non-native that's overtaken about 500,000 acres in Texas. The salt cedar was introduced in the U.S. in the 19th century to control riverbank erosion, but Chip Ruthven, leader of the project, says the cedars became a problem in themselves.
It forms dense thickets. It outcompetes native plants, which are generally highly beneficial to wildlife from a food and a cover standpoint. And then they're also heavy water users as well.
Jerry Michaels is a research professor at Texas AgriLife Extension. His team has been trying to establish a beetle population in the Panhandle near Meredith Lake.
We're optimistic that this summer may be the year that they really explode up here.
Researchers don't expect problems with beetles destroying other plant communities because they're picky eaters. They only eat salt cedars.
I think that salt cedar control, if it's going to be effective, is going to have to be a combination of different techniques,
such as herbicides and bulldozing. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.